Hi everyone, my name is Jen Peck. I am from Ashford, Connecticut. I am a psychic medium magician, and sometimes you'll hear my accent as New England, and sometimes you'll hear my accent as a Cockney housewife. So with that being said, I want to let you know that it really is not a joke, and that happens from time to time with me. It is not a joke. It is not real. It is not realism to the highest degree. It really all depends on the realism of a gaff, and a gaff of a me, of a D, of a Lee, of a C, of a me, to get a GAE. So, with that being said, how do you get a psychic medium magician to get a firearm, to get a gun? And when you spell it, you keep spelling D-U-N. Well, I don't know. On the basis of known, you just can't know anything to the highest the point. You just can't even get a word in. And that is what it's like being a magician, working in a world with law enforcement and military and healthcare and Department of Corrections and the community. And yep, they did gaff. They did witchcraft tonight. Tonight is Tuesday. It is curse night. Welcome to Appalachian Root here in Ashford, Connecticut. And that's all you really need to know. That's all you really need to know. And that is realism on the basis of known. NOAN. NOAN is a curse rite ritual that is done by Appalachians to get it all done. A D-U-N, a D-U-N-N to a D-U-N-E, it would say. But in reality, it was something that was written out on the basis of known in an area that they don't like to talk about. And then it traveled over here as a fun game to be it known. That you just can't get anything done unless you include me. Who is me? Then you say, spell it. So, most of the time when I was a visiting nurse, I noticed these things. In reality, I actually have a Cockney accent, even though I was born in North Carolina and I lived in New England. So, with that being said, for the most part, growing up in a family that has magicians, we are natural magicians, no illegal substances whatsoever. It's just our inherited gift that we are just speaking in a way that we should. And when a magician says we speak in a way we should, it means we did a little gypsy work in a past life and we kept some. And when it does, it is the whole basis of this underground patriot movement of the battle of the mind, body, and soul. So when I was out in the public and I was out in what we used to call it a tethery roo, and a tethery roo is something that when we go to be a visiting nurse or maybe a probation officer or a DCF or DSS, whatever, who does home visits, and you say, yeah, there's something of a roo, and a roo is an R-O-O, means there's something just not right. It literally means that just something is just not right to get it all done. So, when that being said, sometimes you had to do a roux, an R-O-U-X, which means it's a little bit of a cover. So, that is very natural of magicians. They can change their tone of voice, they can change their inflection, they can even change the syntax. So, in reality, most of the time I spoke New England. Because that's where I was raised until someone decided to do a formidable review one day at a strip club. And I was in a line of fire, just walking to the bathroom, nowhere near that strip club. And that's all you need to know. And it just broke the magic. And I mean, that's just normal. It happens. I mean, it was about 85 years in the making, anyways. So, with that being said, how long does magic last? About 85. So that is almost normal around here in Connecticut after an incident happened. And how do I know? Because I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can divinate on it. As a psychic, as a medium, as someone who's highly intuitive and who has sound hearing to a point of source. Source means that I can actually, like the 90s babies who get amped. Because they heard it, That's all you need to know. And that was normal life as a visiting nurse too, is hearing interceptors, hearing radio because of first responders. So with that being said, I usually didn't have to communicate much with someone on scene in case something happened. But in the life of a magician, as someone who's a psychic and a medium, living in a world that you had to be careful, what do? You basically are almost like a bipolar mix of a multiple personality because you go in one home and you can be your true self, very relaxed. And then the next one, you are saying, I have to get this done in 15 minutes. So when I went and I got it done in 15 minutes, I couldn't understand why, because I couldn't do anything. And it was so pressuring towards the end before I got so sick that you just couldn't understand. How could I not understand? So, like I've said in other videos that I have on YouTube and on Rumble, and with Roanoke Island, as I could see as a psychic medium and a little bit of sound. Hearing residual affect, that something of an energy came through where all of a sudden nobody could understand, even if they were highly educated. It was like a stay put order, stay put order. So that is usually it. After they still do ins, old fashioned ins, that is something of a taboo. It is something that is rare. And it depends on what kind of substance is floating around in the public. And with that being said, it must be a scare. No, it's not a scare. It is not anything of that. So when you go about in a way unknown to be renowned, you have to say something is a rule. That sometimes you come home and you're just not the same. Should you be yourself or what else? All I have to say is that sometimes you do have to play the part, depending on where you are. And sometimes you have to play the part to be it done, a D-U-N-E. But always adhere to your morals and your ethics in accordance of all law, even universal law, even to street law, as long as it does not impede set in stone law. So if you got to put your hands on someone instead of using a firearm to de-escalate, what do? That is the basis of being in a room. So, what else do you need to know? Basically, what you need to know is that magic can obscure in the highest way of a degree to get a D-O-N-E. But living in a world of policy, procedure, and protocol, you must sit and you must wait. Because rules apply when it comes to magic. So it is okay for others to practice magic, even though they might not be a true magician. Because magic comes in obscurity, even if they practice Wicca and pagan and Viking, because their magic comes from energy. Different forms of magic comes from energy, it comes from light, it comes from the chemical composition to the reaction of the incense to the roots, to the wood you burn to get the job done. And what is the job? The job is something of getting done. Is it a stay obey order? Is it a come towards me so I can see better? Is it something of a clearing and a cleansing? Is it something that you could do yourself? Maybe, depending on the way the world is today, we need to reevaluate being a psychic medium and having a little bit of magic in us. Proper. Because that is the riddle of the ricks of the rue. And that is an old term saying when you come about something just at the gas station and you heard it and you felt it, you saw it with your own two eyes, you knew it was illegal, but you couldn't do, you did a stick. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. So, how do you know you got to stick to you? You just start acting different. They can do a stick to you. So one of the things that I remember growing up in the 90s is being in like a daydream state in a playhood. Someone stuck to you. And when that happened, you go and you ride your bike and you're in a scenario all through and through. That is when you actually need to watch the children because they are all over the place and injuries occur. So when it happens in a daily situation as a nurse, and you say, I had a posy order, I had a bed alarm order, and I couldn't hear a thing, and I couldn't believe they fell three times in their house in the last month. What is actually true? They need to go back to the hospital. Their labs are not right. Yep. I already know. Why? Because I could hear it. Yep, they're listening through again. It actually affects law enforcement, believe it or not. Everything is connected. And that is part of the bonding that they talked about that they didn't like, because everything was so connected to the highest point of source that when you document it in healthcare, it kicked to law enforcement. And when it kicked to law enforcement, it kicked to DOC on a track record rule. And then it kicked to probation, maybe to court, but most of the time it's Department of Social Services. And that's all you need to know. And that is why a lot of people get mad because they got tracked, traced, and trailed. Was that magic? No. It was just a wire, frequency on a haywire to get it done. So, with that being said, how do you rue real Ricks in a row? You don't have to be a magician to do that. You just have to understand your instinct and your intuition. You don't even have to be a psychic to be that. How do you judge clear sound mind? On a run, getting daily tasks done in a linear fashion that is full of logic. So, where is this conversation actually going? So, when you actually say, I don't identify as this, and you go and you do it in a way unknown, you have to say, I don't get the job done. So, when you have it on a way to a run and get it done, what do you do? Well, I don't know. Can you sue? I don't have the money. I don't have the do. I am literally going loo, haywire crazy in my head because I couldn't get it done. So I just decided to go off the deep end and I decided to do this and I decided to do that. Yep, that is where you're wrong. No, I am not wrong on doing this. I'm pretty sure you broke the law. And that is where we say, you must be forgiven because it broke down to so much legislature and so much bills and so much policy procedure. And how are we being held accountable to UCMJ standards? I don't know. I really don't know. It really all depends on the day and the DEA to get a point across. But when you get your day done on a run and you come home and you stay apart, you have to say there's something wrong, even if it's a natural separation. And to get a natural separation, something is in between. So you have to say, what is the third party to the derogatory term at times, depending on how you take it, the throuple, to where there's the elephant in the room. I have to say, sometimes throuple is the best way to say it. Is it a balance of a new? No. See how it goes. Maybe you got to break apart. Is it the job you need to divorce that is in the way causing this incident? Is it time to just not re-up on your contract in the military? Is it time to change jobs in your field? Is it time to meet new coworkers? Is it time to maybe make new connections and new friends? Sometimes a change up is okay. Sometimes breaking up of a marriage, even business marriages, is okay. All of it is okay. So how does this apply to the Underground Patriot movement? It literally means, where is the gold? Where is the Nasara and Jasara? Where is the new banking system? Where is all of it that we have talked about? Where is this change? Because you can't get anything done when you sit there and you say, it is about to start. It is about to start. And we are going to sit here and we have to wait. You're correct. But spell martial law. Which one? Because one is a mix, two is a three. Three is a nun at bay. Even the convents say you can't get out, and we are the ones locked in the most. With that being said, what do you do when it is a room mix ride? I say that means when you go out and do get your groceries and you go out and you get everything done, and then you're back home, you literally are already knowing what is going to happen. Are we at that point where we're all going about and we are at this point of windows of opportunity? Look at the illegal immigrants to the illegal aliens. They just show up. And that's all you need to know. So, with that being said, how does that go? It goes to the point of a mix. Do what you must and do what you bay. When you bay something, it means if you come on my property, you better state your business. You better show me your badge and clearly talk to me. If they don't, you already know what to do. Report it in to law enforcement. They will run it down if it's true. That is actually one of the things that actually happened here, where multiple times people showed up. And when they showed up, they didn't have a badge. They just showed up. And I said, the next time, you better knock on the door. Did they kick it in with their rifles? How did they get that? Inherited. That's soon to come in the next episode. What is inheritance? What is truly inheritance? What is all of it? Am I just venting? No, it's not hot in here. At all. But when you get a new of a due, what is due? The light bill, the taxes, the groceries, the phone, and anything else that is of normalcy. That is what is due. That's all you need to know. With that being said, you just can't get it done at all. At all. When you go about this and you see it out, do you have to get to the point of being psychic every day to wonder why everything is true? It is truly a blessing to be naturally psychic, medium, to magician. But when I have to use everything about my mind, body, and soul every day in all accordance of the law, and at times you have to wonder, is it time to go or not? Or file that paperwork? You have to say, I don't know when, but let's see how this election ends. because preclude came to pass and to past to be the DAE to the DEA. That's all you need to know. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.